Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Jude. Is this Tamika?
Yes, this is Tamika. Who's calling?
Hi, Jude. I see that you called in looking for, you had a question because your grandfather was on services with us.
Right.
What's your grandfather's name? I want to pull up on your system so we could help you.
Willie McLean.
MCL.
EAN.
Oh, what an awesome name. Love it.
Thank you. Are you a supervisor?
I'm the one of the directors here. Yep. Is what's his date of birth?
2334.
Perfect. I got him in here, Willie. Okay. Let me check. Okay. All right. And I see that Michelle Kim is the caregiver, right? Okay, so how can I help you, Tamika?
Well, I'm calling because I'm calling for a couple reasons, and I'm glad I'm speaking to the appropriate people.
Yep.
So, to my knowledge, I'm his granddaughter and I handle his, affairs. To my knowledge, I was just told today that he have another service coordinator. And I was unaware of that.
So
The
he's
last
coming in
one
with
he
our
met was
agency
Sydney.
or with the insurance?
With the agency, because
Okay.
the lady said Sydney is no longer there.
Okay.
And they said he got a new somebody new, Jose.
Jose,
And
yeah.
I'm just trying to understand, when was somebody gonna call and let us know that? She said that they called and spoke to somebody or left a message at a number that was on file. That's his old caregiver that should have been taken out of there. He's had this new caretaker since March.
Right.
And I don't and I spoke to Sydney and updated everything myself. So I don't know where the ball didn't drop at, but that's not good.
I understand. Okay, right.
Now here his caretaker is in a hospital, and my grandpa was here by himself. He's 91 years old. This was yesterday. I've been calling the service last night, and nobody has called me back.
Writing everything down. I'm listening and writing everything you're saying so I can get back to you on these, okay? Okay, so that and the caregiver's in the hospital, right? You said, right? Or your grandfather's in the hospital. Caregiver, okay.
No, the caregivers. It should have been somebody else here this morning to fill in for Kim
Sure.
McCray.
Yep.
I shouldn't have to be calling all over trying to figure out, what's y'all, who I the new person is, who I get in contact with. That shouldn't be, because I left my number last night for somebody to call, so that when he wakes up in the morning, when his hour's supposed to be a caretaker here from 6 to 9, that it would be somebody or somebody on their way. And nobody have called or anything. It's 12 o'clock.
No, I totally understand.
Now, I'm not mad at you or
No,
anything,
no,
but
no,
my
no, you're
grandfather is
frustrated.
91. Yes, I'm trying to be nice, though.
Yep. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to speak to the supervisor of this department, the coordination supervisor. I'm going to talk to Yona, who's the administrator, and I'm going to have the Jose, the coordinator. I want to actually give you his direct number. So you have his direct number. Is that okay?
Sure, please do, because I don't have anything.
Okay, I got you covered. His phone number is 267-551-7424.
7424. And his name is
Jose.
Jose. Okay, so what is the protocol when something like, when something like this happened with the caretaker?
So let me
How
find out. Let me ask you a
does that
question.
go?
Is Michelle Kim, is she an aide that you guys found or it's an aide that we found?
That's somebody that we had already.
Right. So I'm not giving you an answer. I'm just thinking out loud. Many, many times, most times when a family provides the caregiver. So it's not something which if an aide, let's say, calls out last minute, we would staff right away. You know what I mean? Because the patient came with the caregiver, so if they call out, usually the family has another
Well,
caregiver.
he was already with y'all company. He just switched persons. He already had a client. He switched clients.
Who did?
Kim McCray. He was already with y'all. He had a client of somewhere, somebody else.
You know what? I don't want to give an answer, Tamika, before I have all the facts. So let me speak with Jose and the supervisor in that department, okay? And I'm going to have them give you a call back today, okay?
Please do. Please do. And is somebody going to be able to, you know, staff to come? Because I'm just trying to understand how does this work.
Okay, just so you know, I just already messaged Jose. She said that, okay, we are working on staffing the case. So let's give us a little bit. I'm going to have him give you a call back in a few, okay?
Okay, is there somebody that can call me and let me know what the protocol is and all of that?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, and who would that be so I can know
Jose?
Who I'm expecting?
Jose is going to call you within the next hour, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And what is your name?
My name is Judah.
Judah, okay. And you are the administrator?
One of the director's higher-ups.
Okay.
Administrator's name is Yona.
I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm so glad I'm speaking to the higher up because this has to be rectified.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not a nasty person, and I just want, you know, answers and things done the correct way. That's all.
Got it. Amazing. Well, I agree with you. You're good. I got you covered, okay?
Thank you so much, Judah, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.